Susie Mink is the Adult and Teen Services Librarian for the Ripon Public Library. She is joining us today.
Good morning.
Hello.
How are you this Wednesday?
I'm good. You know, over the, I want to say for almost a year, this is not a year, obviously, but we've been talking about the renovation project probably starting sometime last fall, right?
Yeah, the grant was written last fall, and the award was made later in the fall. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, we've been talking about this a long time, but we're getting to the home stretch, I think.
Well, that's good.
We're getting there.
But so here we are talking about closings again.
Right. So we've been doing this renovation project in phases. We have phase one, phase two, and phase three. So we're done with phase one, which is great. If you've been in the library, our new circulation desk and our children's area are beautiful. They're absolutely gorgeous. So excited about those spaces. But now we're getting ready to go from phase one to phase two. So phase two has been under construction now for a couple of weeks, and we're ready to start talking about what's happening between phase two and phase three. So the very first full week in June, starting June 1st through June 7th, we are going to be closed again so that we can move all those books that we took downstairs back upstairs and put them in their final spot. So all the shelving, all the books, and then for those of you who have been waiting patiently, all of our items that were in storage will be coming back out and back into the collection and available for checkout again when we do this move. That's part of what we're doing with this move, is everything is coming back out of storage and we'll go back on the shelves. So that's going to happen June 1st through June 7th. We have to close so that we can get all the moving done again. We will most likely be looking for volunteers again. So watch for a sign up for that, because there's a lot of shelving that has to move back upstairs and get put together. And then all the books have to get moved again. So this is that transition from phase two to phase three. In addition to that, because phase three encompasses the whole basement area, starting the beginning of May and intermittently through the end of April, our romper room will be unavailable. The romper room will be unavailable from May 1st all the way to the end of the renovation project now, because that's all going to be part of phase three. So just giving people a heads up, we're thankful that this time of the year it's nicer outside, so not as many people use that romper room, and that we didn't have to close it during the winter. But just a heads up that that's going to be closed now from May till the end of the project, the end of September. We need it for storage, and we also, there's a lot of electrical stuff going on and repairs of that sort down there. There will be no bathrooms available down in that lower level, so we really can't have the public down there at all during this time. So just a heads up on that. Those are just, you know, the price you pay for a renovation. But, you know, the public has been very patient, and we want to say thank you for their patience during this time. We are getting to that home stretch. The whole renovation project is slated to be completed by September 30th. So we're getting there. We're getting there.
So I'm guessing during that week that materials that have been taken out of the library don't have to be returned?
No, the Dropbox will be closed again, as we did last time, because we won't have the time to deal with checking in items. So there will be extended due dates again, just like we did last time. The book drop will be closed to allow staff to completely focus on the move and not have to worry about checking in and checking out items. We just won't have time for that. So yes, everything will be due and everything will be extended. We'll give people grace periods on that time slot. So yeah. So hopefully this is the last time we have to close completely again. Yeah, when phase three is finished, there shouldn't be a need to close for any moving at that point.
All right. Do you have anything else for us today?
So coming up this weekend, we have our Friends of the Library book sale coming up. Just to clarify a little bit, Friends of the Library is a group that runs independently of the library itself. Mm-hmm. They're a 501(c) in their own right. So they're a nonprofit organization that their main goal is to raise funding to help the library. And in our case, the funding that they give us and donate back to us actually funds all of our library programming that we do. So we're very dependent on our friends group to help us provide programming for the community. So come on out this weekend, starting Thursday evening. You can get into the book sale for a small $3 fee if you want to do the early bird sales. And then Friday and Saturday, the book sale will run down in the lower level. And then this will be the last book sale until we are finished with the renovation because we can't be doing that in the lower level during our closing of the lower level. So just a heads up about that. So, and then we're going to do our bag sale again. The friends will do their bag sale on Saturday where you can just stuff a bag and then you just pay for the bag. So it's $3 a bag for a bag sale on Saturday. Just clearing out all those books and making sure they get into, you know, homes and people can share their books that way. So just looking forward to that as well. And then this Saturday, I am running a K-pop event for teens ages 11 to 17. And due to the renovation, the program is being held at the Boys and Girls Club in Ripon there on Blossom Street. So that event runs from 1 to 3 on Saturday. It is a registered event. Because we have to close the doors during the program because that building can't be unlocked all day. So people will need to register and then check in and check out. Just because we're on using someone else's building, we don't have free reign for the whole day. So just a heads up that people will need to be there at 1 and then they can't leave till we're done with the program at 3. But it is an event for teens, 11 to 17. We're going to have Korean snacks. We're going to do a choreography competition. If you watched the Oscars, Golden won the song. That's the Golden song from the K-pop Demon Hunters movie. So we're going to do some choreography with that. We're going to have some crafts, and then we're going to do a mental health check-in. So we're going to listen to some soothing music, and we're going to do facial masks to just relax and have a little presentation on how to just get yourself from a negative to a positive outlook. And just using relaxation techniques and talk about different exercises you can do to help increase stimulating the brain, which is always good for a positive outlook on life. So just a way for teens to just chill and have a good time. So excited for that event. So don't forget to register by calling the library, and you can register through the library for that one as well. And then the last event I wanted to talk about just real quickly is in May. This is an event that Linda is putting on in conjunction with the United Way and the Parks and Rec Department. They're doing a Kids to Parks Day on Saturday, May 16th from 10 to 11:30 at the Ripon Senior Center Activity Center there. And then from 11 to 12:30 at the library. So Linda worked with the United Way to get signage for what's called a Born Learning Trail. Mm-hmm. So the signs are a way for families to engage with their young ones in a positive, meaningful way as they're walking a trail. So instead of just walking the trail, the signs get you to stop and engage with what you're seeing around you and make memories as you're going. And so it's called a Born Learning Trail, and that signage is going up and will be available for the first time on that Saturday, May 16th. So it's kind of a two-location event, but it's a way to engage community and increase early literacy for the families with young ones.
We're not talking about Jason Bourne here.
No, no. Not the Bourne legacy. No, not that kind of Bourne. Bourne is in B-O-R-N. So it's called a Bourne Learning Trail.
Okay. Susie, thank you very much for joining us this morning. Appreciate your time.
Thank you for letting me come in.
That is Susie Mink, who is the Adult and Teen Services librarian for the Ripon Public Library.